Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
People waited on long lines at the renovated Fifth Avenue Apple Store today to pick up the new iPhone 11. Bloomberg reporter Kylie Roach was there and joins us live on our newsline.
Kylie, thanks for being with us. What was that scene like today at that Apple Store?
Hi, thanks for having me. There were long lines around the plaza at the Apple Store today, long lines even for those who had reservations, and then another line just for people waiting to get into the newly renovated store after 2 years of construction.
So what's new in the iPhone 11?
The new iPhone has improved camera and video quality as well as a longer battery life. And the new iPhone 11 also has a number of new colors that you can get the phone in. This is less of a big change than we're expecting next year with the 5G launch, but there's still the camera improvements that drew a lot of people today, as well as the lower price of $699 for the iPhone 11.
What are the sales expectations for the iPhone 11? In general, there aren't that many new features in it.
We're going to have to wait and see what happens, but analysts are saying that the production numbers are going to be higher than they first estimated, so that definitely gives some indication, and we'll just have to wait and see as far as sales. But one important thing to note, I think, is that in the last quarter, it was one of the first times iPhones accounted for less than 50% of the net sales for Apple, which is something that, for example, last year we saw 63% of net sales for Apple from the iPhone, and last quarter it was down to 46%. So definitely interesting to see the changing importance of the iPhone for Apple.
Kylie, any sense of a new model fatigue among any people you spoke with?
A lot of the people I spoke with today, they came out to the store, were Apple enthusiasts, so they'll get every new iPhone. Some people had a little bit of fatigue, but the new price point made them come out anyways. So it'll be interesting to see what happens in the coming days. But a lot of the people, especially who came to this new flagship store, were big Apple fans. So that's definitely the crowd that came out today. And then it'll be interesting to see, in the coming weeks, if maybe less big fans, how they respond to the smaller change in this new model.
Kylie, thanks for joining us. That's Bloomberg's Kylie Roach, who was at the Fifth Avenue Apple Store today as people went to pick up their new iPhone 11s.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.